Wisniewski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. And happy Friday. Here we are. We've made it. And you know, I'll tell you this. I think I'm ready to take a little time out from Trump and all this national news. And I think we got to talk about California a little bit. Because this week, and if you know, you may have missed it, but we had a few good callers all expressing a deep uncertainty about where our state is headed. And I echo it. I echo the sentiment. I think we're all there. Now, I'm an eternal optimist, as you know. So my bias is always that there is a solution to the problems and to the madness. But we are a state that is fundamentally in trouble. And one of the things, you know, I heard this. I remember the caller we had, I think, on Tuesday. Well, he was talking about housing prices. Yeah, and we were going back and forth about it, and it's a complex thing. You know, we kind of got out of time there, but I wanted to get into it because really we're not a victim of our own success. That's kind of the myth, right? California is such a beautiful place. You know, people want to live here. Look at the oceans, the mountains. You know, the clean air. Whatever, right? But this is the myth, right? We have this beautiful place. Everyone wants to be here. The economy's booming. And so housing, there's competition, and competition drives the prices up, and there's just not enough homes to go around to satisfy all this demand. Well, that's true. That part of the argument is 100% true. Where it goes awry is what has created that scarcity. Why do we not have enough houses? Because when you're talking about widgets, if somebody wants more of a certain kind of widget, the company that makes the widget does what? They just make more of the widget. And that solves the shortage problem and also solves the price problem. Now, of course, with real estate, it's a little bit more difficult to do that because real estate, by definition, is finite. There's only so much of the earth that, you know, you have to build on. And, you know, like unless you're one of those Dubai sheiks or princes, you start building your own islands, you know, out in the lagoon, you eventually do run out of space to build. But see, that's not exactly the answer to California's problem either. Because you know what? This is an interesting statistic. Do you know that 95% of Californians live only in 5.1% of the land? 5.1. 95% of us are squeezed onto 5% of the total land area. Land area. You know, I picture like undoing, you open up a bag of Skittles and then you try to put all those Skittles onto a postage stamp. That's what I'm picturing. Now, if you go to places like Japan, those kind of statistics are more normal because it's a small country and it's all mountains. So you have a hard time building. You have a hard time. You've just got very little land to work with. But we have a lot of land to work with. It's not all mountains. So what is it? It's simple. It's politicians. It's stupid politicians who the last 50 years have been obsessed with reducing urban sprawl. It has been the objective of the state legislature. Now we're going to go turn the clock back all the way to the 1960s, really. When they became, politicians were obsessed with this idea of, hey, you know, one city's just bleeding into the next and we got to put an end to it. And so they did something that a lot of people don't know about. They created these commissions. It's got a cute acronym, LAFCOs, but Local Area Formation Commissions. And what that did, and the legislature, right? You know, the same dolts that we have now up in Sacramento who are coming down with ridiculous laws day and night. Well, these guys, they were at it 50 years ago. And they built these commissions. They built this and what it did is it gave local municipalities power over the creation of other new municipalities. Now, you might ask, well, why does this matter? How does this affect my home prices? Why is it that I can't afford a house over some stupid law that doesn't make, I've never even heard of it, Sam? Simple. See, what it is, you know, you can't just go out into the desert and stake a claim and say, I'm going to build a house here. You can't do that. The land has to be approved for a house. It has to be approved to build a gas station. It has to be approved to build an office building. And in order to get that approval, it needs to be part of a municipality, if not part of a municipality, part of, you know, a county or whatever it is, a city, a county, that type of thing. And in order to have that, that's right, you've got politicians involved. And the politicians, let's say there's an existing city, and I don't know, I'm going to pull out a great one, one that we all know, the city of Los Angeles. Yeah. So the city of Los Angeles, let's say you live in the city of Los Angeles and you want to move across to the other side of the creek from your house. Just across, you got a little like some shrubs and on the other side there is beautiful open space and you want to move there. Oh, and you own it. Yeah, that's exactly. You can buy it out there. And by the way, the parcel that you're on is tiny. It stinks. It's got LA Unified Schools. It's got the DWP. It's got everything you hate about LA. And it costs $1 million. And you go across the way there, you know, just a stone's throw away. And what do you got? It's $50,000 or whatever. I mean, it's, you know, you have to look at some numbers exactly, but it's a lot less. But you can't build there. And you know what? I'll tell you why. Because the city of Los Angeles doesn't want to lose you. They want you to remain a taxpayer. They want to continue getting your cash. No, it really is that simple. So when the city of Los Angeles has a position on one of these boards that decides, oh, can we create a new municipality over there on the other side of the creek where Mr. Smith has a little piece of land where he wants to build a house and maybe open a, you know, start a school district or whatnot. The city of LA goes, we don't want to loot. We want to grab that for ourselves. And they do it because it's about the dollars. They don't want, well, for one, they don't want to lose you as a taxpayer. But the other thing is they don't want the competition of another municipality that is next door that is, well, has a lower sales tax, that has a lower property tax, that has less regulation, that has fewer building code, you know, restrictions, zoning restrictions. They don't want that because they're going to not just lose you, they're going to lose a whole bunch of you. Because your neighbors are going to see you over there paying less money in taxes with a better school, better roads, better sidewalks, a city that's not obsessed with, you know, setting up $10 million slush funds for illegal immigrants to protect them from Trump. And they're going to say, hey, I want to live over there too. This is just one of the many things wrong with the state. So you got these county boards that prevent from new municipalities from happening. And that means that the old cities that have been steeped in stupid rules and regulations, right? Every time the city council meets, what do? They pass new BS laws that compound on top of themselves over and over and again. I read an article recently that Mayor Garcetti decided to slim back, you know, has appointed a 27-member planning commission to try to fix some of these rules that prevent new housing from being built. What kind of rules, by the way? So it's not just these boards, right? What else prevents new housing from being built? Regulation. And here we come to this. The absolute biggest bugaboo in the state of California, the Democrats' darling, environmentalism. And I can't tell you how many people I have talked to who tell me, no, who complain about how expensive it is to live in the state, but would literally fall and protect with their bodies a spotted owl, you know, get between some sort of, you know, feathered bird and a bullet. I mean, you'd think in terms of their rhetoric. You know these people. Oh, the environment is everything. Oh, my goodness. It's everything. And then by the same breath, they complain that there's not enough affordable housing and that the poor are being pushed out and that da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This is it with liberals. They don't understand the consequences of their own stupidity. It's and I'll tell well the, and that's the great, you know, I always heard, a long time ago I heard the definition of what an environmentalist is. Have you heard this one? It's the guy who has a cabin. He's built a cabin in the woods and doesn't want any neighbors. Well, you know what I mean by that, right? The guy goes out there. He himself develops his property, but he doesn't want to look out his window and see another guy. So then he's all about, you know, I'm here to save the environment, but really he's just a crank. And we tend to be protective like this. We tend to say, not in my backyard. So when it comes to housing prices, a lot of the opposition to development, okay, is not just from environmentalists, but also from homeowners, people who bought in, people who paid big money, or maybe didn't pay big money. You know, some people got in, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago. They got their grandma's house and she paid $5,000 for it. Now it's worth $2 million on the beach. But guess what? They're looking and they're going, you know, I don't want to build more homes down the street over there. I don't want to do that because that might drive down the price of my home. I like the fact that there are only 10 houses in the row and not 12. People do think like that. There's a great, we got a great example of this going on right now in Orange County. There's a place, up the road from me, up PCH, and it's a swath of land called Banning Ranch. And I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's the largest undeveloped parcel of land, privately held parcel of land that's undeveloped in Newport Beach. Now, what's synonymous with Newport Beach? High prices, fancy homes, right? Nice area to live. Now, this development, it was proposed that they build 900 homes on this swath of land. By the way, I've driven by it. It's gross. It's they got like abandoned oil derricks out there, you know, the kind of, you know, where they discovered oil there in the 20s. And they've basically exhausted the oil that's there. And now it's just this fallow piece of land that's laying there. But of course, the state, two things are at play. One, the environmentalists. You've got the California Coastal Commission denied 900 homes could have gone in there. 900 homes. And the Coastal Commission denied it because they found some animals. Now, what kind of animal? I understand if they found a living pterodactyl, that's one thing. But what did they find? I have it here in front of me. They found a gnatcatcher and a burrowing owl. These people are for reals. Here's what we do. You take the gnatcatcher, the burrowing owl, you take them down to the San Diego Zoo, you make a really great exhibit out of it, okay? And you build the 900 homes. That's what you do. And on the other side, okay, you got the environmentalists that, you know, are owl smoochers, and then you got the tree huggers, and then you got the people that are the environmentalists that don't, you know, built the cabin and don't want the neighbors. So you got people that are on the bluff. There's two people protesting this because I remember these hearings. It was the people that are the environmentalists and then the people that live in the surrounding area that you can understand that enjoy looking out of their homes, looking out of their backyards onto basically a swamp, a sand dunes kind of nasty piece of, but it's still open and they're fearful that if a developer comes in and builds a bunch of homes, that instead of looking out over an open area, they're looking out at somebody else's roofline. And that's understandable too. You got to understand the psychology behind this. And so it brings it to what the answers are. And I want to get into it this show because I think that I really think that there are solutions here to fixing the state and the taxes and the regulations and all that. We think of it in just people reaching into our pocket and taking something out that we already have. But we don't realize in the ways that our state has actually regulated the world around us, regulated businesses, and in this case, home building, to the point that it actually robs us of far more money than the state takes out of our paychecks with taxes alone. It really is a form of a stealth tax. And to blame it on anyone else but the stupid legislators and politicians in our state and local governments is the definition of insanity. We'll be back with more right after this. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
And we're back. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC. Happy Friday night, one and all. We are discussing California high home prices and why they are so high. And it's simple. It's the government. So we're going through the regulations and environmentalism. I was talking about a project called a Banning Ranch in Newport that completely got shut down. Could have been 900 homes. Completely shut down by the California Coastal Commission. By the way, if you're not familiar with these clowns, they are anti-development Nazis. Okay, and I'm not overusing that term. They have so much power, unelected, so much power. And they literally shut down this chance that Orange County had to add 900 homes, which, you know, every little bit helps. Remember, home prices, the less you have of something, the more it's going to cost. If the demand is high and the supply is low, cost is going to go up. I know that our friends on the other side of the aisle, Democrats, leftists, communists, spotted owl huggers, and Bernie Sanders acolytes all do not understand basic economics. Here, I've got a pen on my desk. Look, watch this. Robbie, can you see the pen? Now, I'm going to drop it. Do you know what's going to happen? Oh, it just fell. Law of physics. Well, that's just it. Bernie Sanders would try to make a law that made my pen not fall. But that's the equivalent of it. So stupid. You know, I'm reminded, by the way, not all development is inherently bad and evil and wrong. You know, the way this debate is always framed is, you know, stop it. Stop it at all costs. Open area, preserve, preserve, preserve. And I live in a neighborhood, by the way. I like the environment. I like beautiful open areas, too. And I live in a neighborhood that was an open area when I was a kid. So I actually only live about a mile from where I grew up, but it's in a completely newly developed, it was developed like 12, 13 years ago, area. And instead of taking bulldozers, the developer, here's what the developer had to do. They had to make a decision. Do we pack this area full of high-density homes? That was one of the proposals. Or do we come in here and make more expensive homes but further apart and carve them nicely in the landscape? And you know what? See, here's something. The developer actually, in the end, chose the plan that favored the environment, you could argue. Because my neighborhood, I think, is beautifully carved into the landscape. A lot of the places where I used to hike with my dad are preserved, these natural caves and rock formations throughout the area where I live, and I love it. I love it, and it's great reminders of my childhood and time that I spent as a kid. So, but why? Interestingly enough, preserving the landscape is desirable for consumers. The developer in this case discovered that they could make more money by building larger, more expensive homes, but less of them, and to carve them nicely into the landscape, than it would have been if they just bulldozed it and turned it into another boring neighborhood. And you got to realize this. You know, nobody wants to live in a beautiful area on the, you know, cliffs of Malibu and stuck in a shack. Well, some people do, actually. I mean, that's true. And I see that in Laguna and Newport, too, here in Orange County. But the marketplace does regulate itself. And this is something you don't see. The politicians never get this. They think that they are the solution to all that ails us. And in providing these solutions, you know, these planning commissions, coastal commissions, all these legislative bodies who basically say, no, you may not build. No, you may not build. And if you build, you have to meet these rules and these restrictions, which all drives up the price of housing. In New York City, do you know something? If you buy a condo in New York City, about 30 to 40% of that, the cost of that condo that you buy, if you buy a condo for $1 million, 30-ish percent is just for fees, taxes, costs that the developer paid in order to get it built. It's not paying for concrete. It's not paying for land. It's not paying for steel. It has nothing to do with the value of the asset. It's just to go to the government to pay people off. So we'll, by the way, you know how much LA County, LA City councilmen make? You'll be shocked. Talk about that when we come back too. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the show tonight is Sam Rogowski. Now what Sam is the leading word in correct thinking, as opposed to Ed, which is drunk thinking. And that's usually where the left ends up, on the wrong side of right.
And we are back. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. And when I explain that, you know, in talking about high home prices and why it costs so much to live here, you know, and it really does. I mean, we are tied for first place, essentially, with Florida and Hawaii. And that's interesting because when it comes to rents, that's one measure, by the way, of how much money we spend of our income. Because it's all about, a price isn't high if you can afford it. Does that make sense? The price isn't high if you can afford it. So here what matters in California is how much money are we giving up of our budget to pay for housing? And a great indicator on that are rents. And rents are highest Florida, Hawaii, California, and they're all within, you know, 0.2-0.1% of each other, all hovering at 33%. Meaning, in those states, here in California, average amount that somebody gives up of their paycheck or percentage of their paycheck to rent is 33%. That's an enormous amount. And so it's, you know, so why is that? Why is that? You know, we don't have enough housing because the government has gotten in the way of it being built. If it was left to the marketplace, developers would find a way to do it. They'd go up. They'd go out. They would build the units because there's a demand for it. And I have this news flash for you. Real estate developers want to make money. That's right. They do. They want to make money. And the way they make money, by the way, let me tell you this, is by selling real estate that they've developed. Okay, good. Now, if you give them land to develop and you don't tie their hands with ridiculous regulations, with prohibitions, with you can do this, but not that, you can do that, but not this, then they're billed. But what really Democrats don't understand, even some Republicans, is that regulations are nothing more than an added cost. If you have to navigate a bureaucratic process to build something and it's unduly burdensome, it makes the project not cost effective. Again, back to what I was saying earlier, the developers are not going to spend the money on the development. They're not going to invest money into the development if they're not going to make a profit. And profit is not a dirty word, at least not on Sam Nation. It might be if you're a Democrat in the state legislature. You know, you look at, by the way, all this environmentalism, I laugh every time I'm on the 91. Have you been on that parking lot called the 91 freeway? Have you ever been there? Well, you know what? The funniest thing is you know, I was talking to some environmentalists the other day. And it's like, oh, and all the pollution and all the people in their cars. And I'm thinking, you idiot. We got that pollution because of your stupidity and ideas for how we're going to solve the environment. Because one of your solutions for the environment is that we don't build on any sand dunes. And we protect every little spotted owl out there. And we save every little groundhog and every little gnat that might come along that might possibly be protected. And so we've restricted all this land that you can build on. And so what are people forced to do? Well, the jobs are in Orange County, but they can't afford to live in Orange County. So what do? Yeah, that's right. They move to Corona. They move to Chino. And then they get on that freeway and they pollute the hell out of the air by sitting in traffic, not zipping through it in 35 minutes, but by sitting in it for 2 hours. Unintended consequences of liberals' agenda. The list could go on and on. So, by the way, I'll tell you, you know, when the municipalities are not motivated to let people leave them. They're not motivated to turn over their power to other municipalities by letting new municipalities get created. And there's a reason for it. And I'll tell you how much these politicians make, some of them, local politicians. It will blow your mind. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KABC. I was talking to Sweet James, the attorney we trust here on the program to handle all your injury needs. Crazy story. Apparently, he got a call today, and this happens. You've got to understand this stuff happens. So a lady calls, and she's got a disability. She's got a learning disability, and she basically can't read. And apparently, she got into an accident. Somebody rear-ended her, and it was a bad accident. She's at a stop sign. Somebody rear-ends her. She ends up with a fractured rib. She's got headaches. Banged up, went to the hospital, got thousands and thousands of dollars in medical bills. And the insurance company for the dolt that hit her goes to her house, brings a check for $1,000 and a release, and gets this woman to sign over her rights for $1,000. This stuff happens all the time. Do not underestimate insurance companies. This is one of the big ones. You see their ads on TV, on radio. You know who these people are. They claim to be the good guys. We're there for you. Now, do not ever buy into this. These are the kind of people that will take advantage of anyone and everyone to save a dime. You got to have somebody in your corner to fight for you and fight for your rights. And you got to make sure that it's the right lawyer. You know, don't go with some carpetbagging firm that's from out of town, has a cute jingle. You know, I mean, it's great. Sounds good. But they're really not going to fight for you. They don't really care who you are. Go with a human. Sweet James. How do you reach him? 1-800-881-2021. 1-800-881-2021. Or visit his website, sweetjames.com. All right. Now, talking about other egregious things, home prices in California. And I mentioned earlier in the opening monologue about this little thing, this little commission system that was set up by the California legislature back in the 1960s that transferred power over establishing new municipalities and new special districts to local municipalities that would sit on some kind of committee and decide, hey, are we going to let a new city be created over here? Yes or no? And the problem is, now, by the way, that's good for home prices. It's good for home prices because a new area getting established, it's, you know what? It's kind of like a new business. You know, a new business starts up offering the same product. They're going to, what are they going to do? They're going to try to make a better product for a lower price in order to steal business away from the established company that makes the same product. So if you've got the city of Los Angeles, I gave this example, right? You got a city of Los Angeles and a new city next door gets created. And they, what are they going to do? They're going to try to do things better than the city of Los Angeles for less money in order to make it more attractive for people to move over from Los Angeles. Well, but Los Angeles doesn't want that. And the state of California, in its infinite wisdom, decided to give power to Los Angeles to deny, basically deny the creation of competition for itself. And here's why. Do you have any idea how much a city councilman, I have it right here in front of me. California City Council starting, what do you got? Average total pay. You want to guess? How much do you think it is? Because I think a U.S. senator makes somewhere like $160 a year. $174. Okay. Robbie's correcting me. You know how much a city councilman or woman, person, I guess is the correct term, right? They make $179,000 on average. $1,000. Did I say that? $179,000. Is that more than you make? I'm curious. Is it more than most of us make? That's a crap load of money. And you know what? No wonder they're motivated to keep as many taxpayers locked into their nightmare of taxation, of spending, of profligate waste, and of stupid overregulation. It's no doubt. So, I think we got to boot all these clowns out. And I've got some ideas when we come back. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
We shall fight on the airwaves. We shall fight on Twitter and Facebook. We shall broadcast our program, whatever the cost may be. And if Sam Nation lasts for 1,000 years, men will say this was their finest hour.
We're back. Sam Rojofsky here. So, you know, I don't know. Have you flown on an airplane recently? I know I got Sam Force One, but occasionally I fly on the airlines. And do you know what's great about the airlines? They're pretty cheap. You can get a cheap ticket. You can get a Hawaii. What is it now? It's not that much compared to where it was before the airlines were deregulated. Do you know something more interesting than that? I'll tell you. Before the airlines pre-deregulation, okay, there was a committee just like this one that I described having to do with municipalities where old city government, you know, there's Los Angeles and all the established cities get a right to veto new cities being formed. It was the same thing with the airlines, the three majors. You know, remember Pan Am and Eastern, was it back then? All airlines that are now out of business, basically. So these airlines had the power to veto a newcomer's application. If you wanted to start an airline, you had to file an application and bring it to these guys and basically say, pretty please, will you let me join the club? And what do you think they said? Not pack your bags and get the you know what out of here. That's exactly what happened. And then no one could afford to fly. Right? You remember the days when, I mean, I still remember when, you know, as a kid before this all happened, I mean, it was expensive to fly. Flying was a rich man's deal. And so what happened the minute you deregulated and you specifically did away with this one thing? What do you think happened? All of a sudden, everyone could afford to fly. And that is where we need to be with our housing in the state. That's the fix. And regrettably, it's not a fix that solely the free market can take care of, because I think the free market can regulate itself, can decide how much housing we need or we don't need. But what we desperately need, we can't have that happen until the politicians in the state get away, out of the way, and clear up all this, just this labyrinth of stupid rules, laws, regulations that obstruct progress in the Golden State. You know, the election we got coming up in 2 years for governor, it's going to be an important one, because change comes from top down when it comes to politics. And it's going to be so important. And I think in the coming weeks, and certainly next week, I want to address this in greater depth, because we've got to take California back. Who's with me? Anyone? All right, happy weekend. See you here Monday night, 7 p.m. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.